Today, our guest is Joe Exel, Senior Water Resource Planner for the Northwestern Indiana Regional Planning Commission, or NERPC. Joe, welcome to the show.
Thank you for the invite. Always a pleasure being here.
Likewise, we're always happy to have you. So remind our listeners what NERPC is and what NERPC does, please.
Yep. So NERPC, acronym for the Northwestern Indiana Regional Planning Commission, is a regional council of local governments. We serve the citizens of Lake, Porter, and LaPorte counties in Northwest Indiana. And what we do is we provide a forum that enables those citizens to address regional issues relating to transportation, the environment, and economic development.
Great. Well, you guys are doing wonderful work. We're always happy to be a part of it at South Shore Clean Cities. So, Joe, tell us a little bit about NERPC's Community Tree program.
Yeah, so Community Tree, had to actually look this up this morning, that kind of when our start date was. And best I can tell, we're coming up on about our fifth year anniversary.
Okay.
Started off in about 2016. And Community Tree really grew out of the interest here at NERPC and from some of our program partners of promoting tree plantings, tree care and maintenance in Northwest Indiana communities. Really, if we look at about that timeline when the program got started, is that's when emerald ash borer was really starting to go through and ravage our communities. And you could really see that difference in the canopy within those communities, because ash trees for a number of communities represented upwards of 70% of the trees they had in. So all of a sudden you've got these dead or dying trees standing up in the communities, and it's like we have to do something about this. So really if you look at it that way, what Community Tree really is about promoting healthy urban forests within Northwest Indiana's communities.
Sure. I remember that all too well with the emerald ash borer, just devastating for so many of our communities. Well, let's talk about some of the positives of this program and how it's addressed some of those issues. Can you share some of the successes from Community Tree, particularly from 2020?
Yeah. So we've been going since 2016, but in 2017, NERPC applied for a grant from the U.S. Forest Service to purchase and allocate trees to its communities. So in 2020, it's a different year. It still is a little bit of a different year for us all,
sure,
operations-wise. What we've done is we've managed a pass-through a grants program using those U.S. Forest Service dollars through the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. We purchased trees from two qualifying nurseries, and we passed those along to communities to go ahead and plant. Sometimes it's within parks, sometimes it's along streets, but generally in public places. In 2020, NERPC, through its pass-through grant program, its Community Tree program, we awarded 400 trees to 16 different community and public organizations this past year. And what was really key to it is I'd mentioned earlier about, you know, the loss all the ash trees.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that we've really been looking to do since the onset of the program is to diversify our urban forest canopy.
Sure.
So we were able to award 34 different tree species to all those different communities this past year. Now, what that's going to go ahead and do is provide diversity within the urban tree canopy. So it's not a question of if, it's when the next pest comes through that will be more resilient and be able to offset some of those changes when they come into place.
Wow, that's fantastic.
So we were able to do one pass-through grant. We did it in the fall of 2020. Typically, we offer a spring and a fall planting season, but, you know, at the beginning of the year, things were so chaotic. Like, let's just go ahead and push things back into the fall, see how things happen. And luckily, we are able to get it in. Also, with the tree awards, we were able to host our tree maintenance and care workshop that we always provide during each of those planting seasons, the spring and the fall. So we're able to pull that off still. So we're really excited about that. We had about 24 participants that took place in that. Then we had the different 16 different communities that came by and picked up trees that NERPC had purchased and they had applied for, and we awarded those trees to them. So, you know, a little bit of a different year, 2020, but we were able to still pull off some normalcy with the community tree program.
Well, that's fantastic. It sounds like you had just a ton of success in 2020. Joe, we know that there are aesthetic benefits to planting more trees, and you've talked about a lot of the ecological benefits, but can you talk a little bit, too, about the air quality benefits that trees can provide?
Oh, absolutely. So planting trees, there's plenty of research out there that shows of those air quality benefits, and in part, you know, it's helping filter out particulates within the air just from leaf capture and some of those particulates. They're also helping to remove some of the like greenhouse gases and emissions from vehicles to help purify the air in our urban areas. So, you know, trees are just so critical in our urbanized areas, especially around transportation networks and our most vulnerable community members, those with asthma and the like.
Absolutely. Well, you are speaking our language at South Shore Clean Cities when you talk about those things and those benefits. Joe, can you tell us a little bit more about how private land owners can do their part to help out?
Okay, good. That's a great follow-up question right there. So a couple of years ago, we asked the Chicago Region Trees Initiative to create tree canopy summary reports for all Northwest Indiana communities like they have done over in the Chicago area. And one of those things that those tree canopy summaries showed is they look at different land uses and plantable spaces within the community. And almost to a T, within every community, residential areas often pop up as having the highest percentage of plantable space within a community. So there's so much opportunity. You know, in many cases, the number one opportunity within a particular community to go ahead and plant trees. So, you know, the private landowners are a critical element or a piece to the overall puzzle that is an urban forest. So it's not all just on like public lands like parks and so forth, but a lot of that tree canopy opportunities exist on private lands and in particular residential areas.
Sure.
So if we can get more people planting trees, it's going to have community-wide benefits.
Absolutely. Joe, how can our listeners learn more about Communitree?
So the easiest way would be to go to NERPC's website, www.nerpc.org. And once you're on our website, up at the very top, I would say look for the environment tab. Clicking on that, just look for Communitree. And there's some general programmatic information about Communitree there. Actually, one of the things that we've got a meeting coming up here soon with some of the program partners for Communitree is we're going to be talking a little bit more about public engagement and outreach. So we know our website definitely needs a critical update and more information provided. But I would say right now that's still kind of a general good landing spot for people to find out. But look for that website to be updated with new content this coming year.
That sounds great. And that will do it for today's edition of Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to Joe Exel, Senior Water Resource Planner for the Northwestern Indiana Regional Planning Commission, or NERPC. Green Fleet Radio airs 3 times each Wednesday on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm Lori Cagle, filling in for your host, Carl Lissick. Thank you for joining us, and as Carl says, remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.